always wanted to start so hard. I always wanted to ride that whip. I always wanted to fuck that bitch. Thank you God I fucked that bitch. I always wanted to live this life. I always wanted to wear that ice. I always wanted paradise. I always wanted paradise. Now it don't take a lot to make you rich. I'm addicted to a lot of crazy shit. Shit, I feel like money is the best drug. Sometimes hate can be the best love. Walking in like I got cameras on me. Niggas can't control me, ain't no handles on me. Shit don't get out of hand, it get handled, homie. Got a pretty young girl, look like Janet on me. She a pretty penny and she know I'm doing numbers till we crash up the whole database. I bring it home like I'm base to base. The base closet looking like Planet of the Bay. The next, what you think this life just landed on me? My whole city look like it's abandoned, homie. And we get straight out of those abandoned homies. Every wish we ever had got granted, homie. And I never take that shit for granted. Even when I'm overflowing, kind of top is all granted. Back before I got paid any advances, back when my rollie was thinking no dancing. Bitch, never did I slip or I panic. Even if I was a captain of Titanic, riding through the North Atlantic, homie. I never jump crew or abandoned, homie. All the fruits of my label organic, homie. Making sure my family tree got hammocks on it. And that good guy can change, especially if you short change. So fuck is my ransom, homie.
Money back, money back, money back.
Yo, what the fuck is up? You're listening to the Rap Religion Podcast, Double Entendre.
You know what it is.
Yes, sir.
We out here. I'm your host, Dutejo Mojarine. And I'm out here with my niggas, Owam, Machi,
what's up?
Tobe,
yo,
Jordan.
The boy.
All-star team, you feel me?
You know what?
Yes, sir.
Quick.
So, my niggas, what's good? How y'all feeling today?
Now we chill. Easy fella.
You guys are not coming with the right energy. Did you hear the intro, guys?
The intro.
You better walk in here, I got cameras on me. Niggas can't.
Control me and
come
up handle.
On,
I'm actually glad I'm back.
Get handle, homie.
Yeah, you've been gone.
Yeah, and you niggas been lying on my name, Joe.
How we lie on your name?
Are you here to redeem yourself?
I'm here to speak on my own name.
All we did was like shout you out to the hoes.
Yeah. No, the woman.
I appreciate that.
Okay, I appreciated that part.
I'm a feminist.
Did you actually get me?
They could be like, I believe in human rights.
Niggas got on the feminist coast right now, man.
That's me. That's me, Tetejo Mojarine.
That's right.
Damn, that intro is hard, though.
All right.
The intro.
But, I mean, okay, what do you have to say for yourself?
Ooh, I'm just... Tobi.
I'm
just here to say today I'm gonna speak my own truth, bro. Oh. So did we cap, Kanye? Did we cap, bro?
So you're not looking for a woman?
Oh, yeah, y'all can name me up.
Yeah,
boy.
Inside.
Yeah, since you're here, you might as well link them the number. Are you
exclusive? No, not here.
He's like,
D,
I gotta stay low key.
Yeah, gotta stay low key, man. Can't have niggas knowing your shit, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's facts.
No kids.
Yeah, but follow, I'm in the limo.
Got the phone number.
What are you saying? They're reading your charts via phone number.
Hey,
078.
Oh, 87.
It's not sitting well.
That's crazy.
Must be a Virgo.
Must be a Virgo. He's MTN.
No disrespect to anybody, please.
What a Gemini. But you know, hey, man.
Yeah,
this is what happened, man. Like, you know, women, guys, Shaka women.
They be making the worst, wackest stuff, like personality traits. I'm glad they don't do that with, like...
So what you mean? Like, Big Sean with Jhené. Is that why his shit not, like, banging no more?
But he wasn't. You said that.
And I said, he should have been now.
Yeah, but you know, he did.
So is it because he's working on making it come seven times?
Rebuke all Big Sean slander.
Not true. That specific intro.
I'm the biggest Big Sean hater.
Yeah.
Let it be known.
Yeah.
I'm out here.
Is that the hill you're gonna die on, bro?
Fully. I don't know why the hill that you are gonna die on.
That's Big Sean.
That's
Big Sean.
Y'all heard the intro.
You heard the intro.
You guys heard
this. This is a song from what? 2015.
Literally, talking about songs from 2015. Literally the same year Wolf Nally dropped that nigga. Same year.
That's true. But Wolf
and that nigga hasn't dropped in a while.
True. But Big Sean dropped and they both still quiet. Yo.
Big Sean
after Dark Sky Paradise. Name something after Dark Sky Paradise.
Oh yes, he's been making music.
He's been dropping bodies.
But he's still quiet. Who knows why? Same thing. That's what I'm saying right now.
Yeah, it's been as
they basically in the same position.
Mid pack.
No.
We can't say position.
No.
But kind of mid pack. Yeah, Big Sean.
Respect.
No, he's new, bro. Nah, he is.
Respect.
Nah, we respect. He just hit his ceiling early.
Nah, man. I'm not. I'm
no,
just
hit his ceiling early. Niggas hit ceilings early all the time.
Yeah, but that don't mean
not all the time. Yeah, but like don't.
Most of the time.
I'm not.
80% of the time.
I don't fuck with Big Sean's PG-13 raps.
Thing is,
so
then
they send the fuck out, you know, guys.
That's because of his woman. Bruh. I'm telling you now, my nigga was not on that shit in 2000.
Yeah,
weren't they together then? The shit, bro. The whack shit. They be focusing on that.
I'm saying
the whack shit is the whack shit.
Like someone Nipsey. Someone Nipsey. It's fire, bro.
Not every artist is like
someone Dom Kennedy is fire.
Ah, you guys don't want you to check Big Sean's quotables, bro.
Niggas have misses.
No. Big Sean has too many. For me to look
I mean, you tripping though. Like, this is worse.
I don't know if this makes
sense.
He's
not even looking for the content.
Ojuma, hallelujah. Man. Who the fuck says that, bro?
I'm praying, bro. She haven't said, you get it?
I know so that, but that's some bullshit.
Look at you finishing it for him, though.
What's this? That logic, son? What's this? I'm playing tricks with the pussy.
Don't compare him to
logic. I guess you're
logic. Don't compare
him to logic. Do you get that?
I know.
That's just a very. You see that line? I'm saying this because it's always me and you with this specific line. What she does tricks with her pussy, I call her magician. Yes. That line is in the same fucking category as put your party boo. Same,
no.
Just stupid. Lil Wayne's one has a lot.
And that's also why this is a different conversation, but that's also why
Lil Wayne is
a
goat.
He is right now.
Because it's the same shit, but his is different. I mean, it's the same style of rap for me. For me, okay. For me personally, it's the same type of rap.
That's why Lil Wayne is not seen in the same breath as Hov and Lupe.
Oh, because of those type of raps. I was looking at the fact that
but it doesn't take away
they use the same.
Away from it,
they use the same like rapping style in terms of like metaphors or whatever the fuck you call those.
Punchlines.
However, yes, the caliber in that. I think that's why Big Sean became corny easily. Yeah.
That's also why Wayne. People stop listening because punchline.
Yeah.
No, but
Wayne's Wayne, and I fucked with his feature on Tyler's project, bro.
Man, he went stupid.
Yeah.
I need a Tyler and Wayne project, and I've been saying that for like 3 years.
Since 2015, yeah.
Every time they've been together, bro.
Yeah.
Was he on Ego as well?
Nah, it wasn't on Ego.
It wasn't Ego. Okay, it was Flower Boy, Cherry Bomb, and this one.
Speaking of that, bro, that's a run, bro. Tyler's on a run right now.
He is on a run. His catalog
is incredible.
Now, there's you could
the
only
last
tell
six
it's gonna
years,
get better.
Bro. Like,
you
the last 6 years,
tell.
He's only
it's
gotten
a cherry
better.
Bomb. He's just.
Yeah, like, he's literally only gotten better.
It's actually beautiful.
I actually like Cherry Bomb.
I love Cherry Bomb.
I loved how experimental it was.
I actually really love Cherry. I actually like everything since Wolf, because Wolf for me is.
I also did like Wolf.
He's my favorite.
I liked him from Cherry Bomb.
I liked him from Goblin. Goblin, I can say. But
isn't that the one he doesn't also like that much?
Yeah. I actually saw
he only has like this, like three songs from that one.
Yeah.
Because
I like them all. I have songs that I like in all of them. But where it really picks up,
dude,
and when it really comes together as well for me.
Yeah, that's when he starts going up.
Yeah.
That's how it actually
like,
is.
How you see the progression? Because then you get like Analog. Because I don't know if you guys know Analog from Goblin.
Yeah.
Analog, and then you get also the very shock. What's Shock Value stuff?
Yeah.
But it's like a little Oracle. Balance. Yeah. The rapping and stuff. Yeah. So you get to see both sides of him. In that music, and then obviously he's progressed more to that Analog ends right now, which is okay because you know niggas progress.
That's actually, I wanted to say that's something that is evident with a lot of art feature artists, rappers. Let me say rappers because Frank Ocean is not in that. Their first projects. It was what they came up of. You know what I mean? That horrorcore and all that shit. Most of them don't like. Well, can I not say most? Don't you know about Earl and Tyler?
Yeah.
Like Earl even says it in. I don't like shit. I don't go outside. He's like, I came up off with shit that my conscience wasn't in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's crazy to see that because at first it was just kids having fun.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
The
and then after a while it became okay. Now we actually
kids having fun.
And it's crazy how polished they all became. Like now,
not yo. But
also now, but
Mike G.
But Domo,
Mike G was
Mike
really, really seriously a rapper.
Dude, he was serious.
He wasn't serious, dog.
No, like wait,
Domo Genesis is
Domo
fucking
came
shit.
Back.
No,
on
no,
the
bro.
He came back.
I was actually mad. Why was nobody talking about that Domo,
bro? Like I saw a lot of people talking about that verse. because he was trending. Like, I saw he was trending on the trending list in America.
Oh, was he? Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Okay.
Which verse, though?
The verse he had on the new project.
Call Me If You Get Lost. Yeah. I'm not sure what the name of the song is.
Manifesto.
What do you guys think the best verse is?
See, my name for real, guys? Bro. Nah, I don't think Pharrell had the best verse.
Nah, I said, did you see my name for real? That's all I said.
Yeah,
production, no, cool, guys. Bro. Production was crazy.
He's been fired. Cool.
He's been fired.
Yeah.
I was so surprised.
That was beautiful.
That was some cool.
That was a collab I needed to hear.
To be honest, I'm surprised it's the first time we've heard that collab because those two together just make sense.
Yeah. Facts, bro.
Facts. Like legit.
But I saw some people hating on it though. Like a couple.
A couple haters, but I didn't.
Most people fucked
with it. I heard people say like Brent wasn't great.
He
wasn't up to his usual standards.
I don't listen to Brent like that, so I don't know if he his usual standards. Self, Brent, I don't listen to him like that. But I loved that song. I loved it.
I love the song.
I love.
Made me a fan.
Even the way
I don't know about being a fan.
Song started.
Made me a fan.
I don't know about being a fan.
Brent, yeah.
No. I listen to Brent, and he's pretty cool as well. It's just that, like, for me, the haters of that song are the general or the typical haters of Brent. So
who hates on Brent?
There's niggas who hate on Brent.
What do you hate and say about Brent, man?
Yeah, but like, yeah, niggas. Yeah. Of course, it wouldn't be women, bro. Of course, it's niggas, bro.
But Brent is making music for niggas. He's not toxic music.
No.
Niggas don't know. They hear him singing and they don't hear that.
Yeah, but it's like machi niggas listen to that shit. Because they live vicariously to that. I'm playing.
That's fact, though. But it's fine.
What's funny
is that I don't listen to him. Like, I get what you're saying, but I.
Yeah, it's them niggas with the 50,000 rings on their thing. The
scars. Yeah, the accessories.
And the flannel shirts and the, I'm depressed.
I'm sorry. It's because he's singing.
Mental health is serious.
No,
but
how can someone who's a singer
sing too much?
I'm just saying, like, why doesn't it, like, hit for them? Like, people in the
preference.
It's like a preference. It's a preference thing. Because, I mean, like, with all artists, either it hits or it doesn't. But, I mean, obviously, with some artists, it hits more than usual. So, yeah. I mean,
you can't deny that he goes hard.
He does.
You can't deny that. But whether I listen to him, that's a different chat.
I do, and that shit goes hard.
I feel
so.
That's Sonda. That's the only, like, that I fucked with
last,
for me. Sonda, that was
his
beautiful.
His project last year was pretty good. I liked it.
That shit actually made me want to get into a relationship when it dropped, eh?
Damn.
Like, no cap.
I think you guys want to get into it.
That's how it felt, bro. That shit went hard.
They just laughed when I said, he makes music for Machi. Now look, bro. When I said, Brent makes music for Machi, niggas was laughing.
Yeah,
look
they,
here.
First they hate, then they copy, bro.
Nah, I give credit where it's
case in point,
regardless,
bro.
But not as facts.
Yeah, sometimes I listen to albums like, I want to be in love too.
Sometimes that happens, bro. You'll be listening to the artist describe everything. And
no,
it's
kizzy,
like,
bro. I hear. No, sometimes like it's a really great description of what love is. And it's like, I like that. I want
that's nice. Yeah, like I like some of that.
I like
some of that.
And sometimes love like gives you such great perspective on like certain albums. Cause like when you're a single nigga, it's hitting. Like you can objectively say it's a good song. But when you're in love, you be like that. Twin. Yeah. One of the albums that like did that for me was James Blake, Assume Form.
Yeah.
Like once you fall in love, they're like, okay, I get you. You know, I'll be doing that too, twin. He my twin, he my reflection.
Yeah, now what they say, but that reflection. What they say.
What album? No, but the thing is, though, at the same time, I think it goes both ways. You know, like you said, when you listen to something, when you're in love and they describe love. But when you're not in love and the nigga's describing shit, sometimes it's like, damn, I went through that same situation.
It was nice.
Like, that nigga was speaking for me.
That heartbreak playlist, that heartbreak.
From P&D, back in the day, boy.
Facts.
He was making music for the niggas.
Yeah.
And for the woman.
The nigga that was making music for me was The Weeknd. Nobody had broken my heart. Nothing was happening. I was like, I am moving.
For the woman, I mean.
For the whores.
I guess that's why I'm inside, man. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, niggas like you.
Music for
the
whole. I keep telling you, niggas, bro.
But anyway, that's
just
what's
be
up.
Awesome, bro.
What's up? So what you guys been listening to?
Lately,
it's
man.
been 2 weeks since you spoke about new drops.
There's been a lot of new drops.
It's been a few, yeah.
Like we already mentioned
local,
the title.
Let's go local. Let's go local.
Okay, go then local. I have to start with 25. Enries. Enries.
Enries.
I just think of this prayer.
Same,
there we go.
Same beat, bro, as Tato so, Soul.
Hey.
Not it is. I loved it though. That show was beautiful. The yeah, least verse was relevant. Verse, I love the relevance in it as well. Verse.
It's written from the heart, bro. You can like
it's not till I thought, hey, I need a feature motor. I grab verse in a song and it happens to flow with like you hear it's something a nigga wrote for this shit.
A lot of intention.
Yeah.
You can tell though, bro, with Reese nowadays that like he's becoming someone who just doesn't miss.
Bro.
Like he literally has no misses.
When last did he miss?
I can't even.
That's the coolest shit.
And it's because he's not talking about fucking bitches no more. He's not talking about smoking no.
There's actual
no
content.
More. It's things about his life.
Bro, stories.
Bro. Stories now. Like
his real
relationship
raps.
With his family, his dad.
Yeah.
He's doing real shit now.
Problems
so,
and niggas going
once
through.
You're focused. It's gonna sound another tier. That's especially what I'm if you have a delivery as good as he does.
Yeah. So you see with Reese, you hear from Reese about Reese through Reese's music.
Yeah.
True.
So that's why it's not just like the same. Yeah.
Even he's dropped some more hype because of you trying to hear where he's at.
Bro. And you can hear any kind of development and whatnot through his music, which is the great thing.
Oh.
You can tell he's someone growing up. Like, how have you known Reese since, what, he was, like, 16? 16,
yeah, 17.
So, like, as such, mentality of a 16-year-old, 17, 18, talking about Hans Women Club.
We just got the money,
you know,
obviously.
Just
that's
got
what
the
you're
money,
talk about,
flexing.
Yeah.
But as you get old, obviously.
You realize.
Especially when you're also used to it.
Was
at the point which he is.
What's No Man's Land, I think.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, I used to, where I was thinking that stressing with these rappers is a serious thing.
Yeah, it's not.
Got bigger problems.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that 25K, both the singles he's dropped so far sound really good.
Yeah. So the rollout is pretty good right
make
now.
Make me pretty happy.
I saw
Twitter tier
behind him. Like, promo Twitter was behind him.
True. Like,
Sony took out a check, huh?
Yeah. For real. Like, serious
and working,
promo Twitter.
Because he deserves it. I mean, hottest track in the country. On Friday, it topped the Apple Music charts.
I won't lie, it was likely to happen. I mean, Reese.
Okay, but on top of it, the hype he already has.
Yeah, he already has.
Yeah,
it's a great song. It's a great song. And I love 25's verse. I love Reese's verse. I love the sample.
The hook.
The
hook.
Yeah.
The hook shook me. I don't want to lie. I didn't expect him to be like harmonious like that.
Posted with Shooters and Robbers, bro.
Maybe my guitar will last cool, but I loved it. And I loved how he flowed through it.
Yeah.
Through the English and vernac,
They're actually like the song that also samples it. Like, they're both incredible songs.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of crazy because, like, I know for me personally, like, if you played me the Wither Smoke This Fire beat and you're like, yo, you know, we should put on this beat 25K. Like, for me initially, I'd be like, nah. That's not
you wouldn't, that's what made
that's,
it shock. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, all right, cool.
That's what made it way more
you're
impressive
like
for
this
me.
Now. And he's sounding good on it.
Personally, I think they're both incredible songs, right? But I do find it kind of tricky. It looks kind of tricky when someone samples another nigga sound who people say sounds similar to you. And
same
all you
area.
Do in your promo rollout is talk about how you don't got no competition. And then you sample song called Where's the Smoke?
I'm not saying
there is smoke because I wouldn't know. But optics, bro. Optics, like, there is competition. I think it's friendly competition at that.
Yeah.
But I think there is competition.
True.
Niggas are
it's rap.
Niggas
are
like, nobody raps to be the second best.
Everyone want to be number one.
Rappers
are
context.
That's how you should. I don't want to listen to any rapper that thinks he's second best. Even though he may deep down know.
Even though you know,
nigga better
but
than
me. But you must
me,
feel like,
in
public, you're going to say, I'm the nicest out.
Exactly.
Floppy can hear. The cadence. It's in the cadence.
Exactly. If you know Jigga exists or whoever, you know you still gotta walk around
and say I'm rapping, nigga. I'm putting it for you.
Yeah, nah, for sure. But y'all people, what I'm saying about the optics.
Nah, I get what you're saying there. And
but it's not that big of a deal.
I
think 25K is on a run and he's shutting us all up because we were critiquing him for being so quiet for so long.
Yeah, since Christmas.
But he shut me up. This shit's fire.
Nah, roll out. Roll out.
I'm waiting for Soul too. So I still stand back because we did
have Soul was
Sate, guys, come on.
With that mesh beats. That's facts. He's also he's actually been on a roll as well, Loki. Santorini Heist, his verse was fucking amazing on that shit.
To be honest, I didn't mess with it that much.
Uh-huh. I fuck with the hook.
What?
Santorini Heist.
3-2
Bar matata fail. Ano pagella. Tsarazaka ke kino pagella. I just wanna flex, ain't no ravanyan. Hey, yeah, hey, you're lying. Yeah, play that shit.
Niggas singing of tune.
Of key. But nah, he was too nice. I get what you're saying about what I think about his verse. It coming after Tato Souls.
Yeah.
Coming after Tato Souls. It's not to say his voice is not good.
No, his voice is good. The guy rapped.
Coming after Souls. The placement.
I would have done it better. But he's not a rap for
sure. He got rapped. But you know what happens sometimes? Even the nicest kid.
You got it. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, bro. It's Tato Souls. It's not some scrub.
I'm saying.
So there's the
case. I fuck with this hard.
So let me tell you. DJ Ent.
Flex. Anything else is a fix. How many Johnny Dang only to watch me and drop me a text? I swear this life is a test. Yeah, one dollar fella, Santi says I fade me. Last time he saga go, he says I gave me. All the judging got some blame me. Flop on your back, I'll pay me. Road to a complain. Go pop out, you drag a fame. No blemish that you can find on my name. Don't scoff, I got me a main. Many pray under the flame. It be insane. Little droplets, they be deep in the stain. On my G-Day, but my homie champagne. Put my dude simple and plain. Tears going down in the drain. One ball, like you're on a man, Joe, who the drug or Santo. My log, I don't bet, I got more. Yeah, rap, give me some million rope. I start the metal, I like home. I told them I start and went home. I hear my Rotmano a tropa, que roban po, una pegue a roto en el shota, que esa mague mopa, huepe na ya shota.
Sare matata fe, ano pagela, sare saca que, que no pagaña, I just wanna flex, ain't no rabaña, I just wanna flex. Get buckle like sheepy, cring cring, finna tap that ass, finna make it toast. I'm 10 toes deep, niggas want the cheese, but forgetting that they lactose. Shitty pinya fella men, headache guys, so I gotta send ya fella men. All of my bottles are spanky, but don't let shit my sipper like Jay Z, cause I'm tired of knowing what pain is. Mazaza a tods of fell, I'm peeling and below. Cause in this life thing, it's like I'm
below. Nah, you went hard.
Nah, you guys are, yo. Yeah. Okay, but I like cheepy, cring cring. Yo, nah, that was too crazy. You still don't like that hook?
I still don't like the hook.
Okay, that's fair. That's
fair. I respect
it. That's fair. It's not my favorite 3-2-1 song.
Yeah, nah, who? Yeah, it's not the top. It's not top five.
Yeah, it's not even
it's
top,
top
five.
Five.
He has some incredible songs.
Yo, that's that nigga's crazy goated. His punchline.
I think he's funny. He shouldn't.
He's scary underrated.
And I blame a couple things for it, bro.
Yeah.
Like if his name was actually on that credit list for shit like the Re song, like
true.
It would have literally changed.
Just helped somehow.
His image for sure.
True. Because he's been in a lot of things. Yeah.
Happy that hook was also so great. That I actually wanted to know who the hell is this guy?
I've been crying about 3-2-1 for years. Yes, this guy's crazy talented, man.
He's crazy talented. Nice, man. But also, I've been listening to Yara to Joda.
Yeah,
Sour Milk.
What are you guys' thoughts about it, though?
To be honest,
it's cool. It's nice.
Who's going for I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I think for a first project, especially for someone as young as she is, it was decent. But I feel like there's a lot of room for growth, to be honest, especially in her writing.
You're waffling.
I don't know.
I'm not even waffling.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think the writing, there's room for growth in the writing, because I feel like some of the writing could have been better. I like her versatility because she's always versatility and whatnot, but it kind of messes up the way the album flows sonically, because you hear songs with different styles right after each other, and that kind of ruins
the same thing I had to say
the flow. Okay.
Okay. Before I even rebuttal, right?
Yeah.
Out of 10.
Yeah, let's put it down. Yeah, in not so much words.
Another song.
Let's go simple.
He was the one waffling. Yeah. Give us a long paragraph.
Are you saying he was using euphemisms?
Not even. It's basically what we do after the review.
I'm trying to analyze it.
At the bottom is the rating.
Out of
10.
Not just
out of 10. I'd say like 6.5 out of 10.
That's not horrible. It's like 65%.
That's an average album.
Yeah. It's around there.
It's above.
Personally, I don't know if I had any expectations.
The singles were really good.
Yeah, the lead up, the rollout was amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say I expected anything, but I expected more. Personally, and that's on me, because expectations lead to disappointment. That's all just you.
The production,
you know what I mean? Yeah. The production is amazing. Yeah. I don't know. I hear what you're saying in terms of the lyricism. There's some songs where the lyricism I can tell it's more, what can I say, developed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way better here, and here it's not so. Yeah. Personally. That's my take.
But her voice, she has a good voice on her. I'll give her that.
Because she's an R&B artist, we have to also speak about the vocal performance.
Yeah.
That was cool.
D, what do you have to say?
Cool with a smile.
D's been quiet, bro. He's been too quiet.
Bro, D's been smirking over here.
But for me personally, the project, in the way that the R&B is looking right now, especially in SA, it's there in the middle, average.
It's very average.
Which for me, what makes it sad is the fact that that standard for me that I have with R&B, she kind of helped like fucking set it.
Bruh.
So that's why this album for me is not. This EP,
we
sorry.
We know she can do better.
This EP.
We know her potential.
But like Toby said, it's the first one. Maybe she's doing like how most niggas do, pulling shit out the vault.
My piece, right?
Yeah.
So firstly, I don't care that it's the first album.
Same. You don't give.
I don't. It doesn't matter. She's 18.
He's here to shake tables.
So you're already like biased already in your rating as such. When you take things like that into account, because if you take things like that into account, you'd be like, oh no, that artist was depressed when they made that album.
I'm not trying to make that do album. Something like that.
Like, once you start doing that, you're already like. Really showing you
standard goes down.
He's really showing you what he's accepting, right? For me, it's mid. Like, production's alright. There are like standout parts, like
that meant to be. That was like I actually
like that's like a song where I can say 9 out of 10 vibes. Like really, really incredible song. Production, lyrics, her runs, melodies, everything sounded clean.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually like two other songs that I really, really liked on
How Dare
project.
You?
How Dare You, yeah. Yeah.
That's always like the others, versatility.
The others, man, the writing, itty bitty piggies.
Maybe we're just not the target market for that one.
Also, sometimes she forces runs. Like, you don't have to use. Sometimes she has a strong voice. You don't have to have. You don't have to accentuate your runs. Like, Georgia style and shit. Like, you don't. You can just write out the beat. You don't have to. Sometimes it's extra, and not even in a good way. It doesn't sound good because she doesn't hit them. So that's also my chat. But I do think she has a lot of potential. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I mean, again, she said she helps set the standard. Can she help set the standard? We know that she can do. Amazing.
Yeah, nah.
I
think she's an incredible voice.
We must have expected something.
But also, you did say she's young, so.
Those are things that we have to take into consideration. No, I mean, the album, you can't take these things into consideration. But also, you can also say that you're impressed at her age. For that, but obviously, when you rate also, it, you have to soccer, be guys. Objective.
It's not soccer.
There's no prime years.
People can literally jump in the game.
Yeah, jump in and give you and a classic. I will give you ass yeah, and give you a classic 15 in. Like,
true. But yeah.
But my chat is the consumer won't listen to all those projects for you to get to that classic. Mm. So if she doesn't tap in now, she's gonna end up losing that audience that she's built already.
But thing is, though, I've seen a lot of the audience enjoying it, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'll target market at the end of the day.
No, I wouldn't even say that.
I mean, but itty bitty piggy must appeal to somebody on the other side. Yeah, how old are the people you're talking to, though?
One was 19, the other was 23.
You're acting like you're 35, dog.
No, but honestly, if Tobe can say it, I remember she's 18, then it does play a fucking role.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah, to an extent.
I mean, to the marketing. Mm,
to the marketing and the target, you know what I mean?
Sure. True.
But I mean, yeah, like I said.
But regardless, stream it.
But yeah, remember,
run that shit.
But you know how you said.
No, like it's, like we said, like there are a couple good songs.
They are good songs.
Really good songs.
On the project. Like I know it seems like we're highlighting one thing, but it was good and it was. Obviously, when we say room for improvement, there really is room for
improvement. I do believe in her, though.
Yeah, I do believe that. Right.
She showed me enough to know that I'd still listen to the next shit.
Especially
and
on
I'll
the
be
single.
Eager for
yeah.
it, you know?
Same.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But it's a good drop, honestly.
It's like what Owam like, said, though, where Owam was
dead,
like,
what's
it, dare to, how dare you, and then meant to be. Those are like two different sounds.
Yeah.
Which is why I was like, but besides that, that's why I'm like, she needs to find her sound more so, if you get what I mean.
I miss you.
Someone I think who knows, I miss you is really good, but that was part of the singles also on the album.
Yeah.
But yeah, someone who I think kind of knows their sound, who also dropped like R&B project recently, was Mosh Pit Cindy. I don't know if you guys know her.
I haven't jammed it.
Yeah, I think she knows her sound.
How is the project?
I tweeted this morning.
Wait.
But I was like, I can't listen to music without noticing flaws. Like, and just enjoy things for just enjoying things for
watching. Oh, I didn't think it was perfect either.
No. Yeah, that was not. I heard it was a couple songs where everything was going right, and then runs here and there, like whoa, okay, but
yeah, no, I hear what you're talking about there.
But she's a dope hand.
I saw great potential for me.
Yeah, no, I agree. Now I enjoy the project.
She reminds me of Ocean. I don't know if you guys.
Ocean, yes, I know them. Those two beautiful black women. Cool. Yes,
that's the kind of vibe she has.
Oh yeah, is that how? Is that what she
sounds
like?
Sometimes when you're a hater, dog, it's just in you. You can't look at the bright things.
We've known you're the biggest hater, dog. It's been established.
Fact. And he actually did say this.
Yeah, they called you the biggest hater. But yeah, he's not denying it, so I'm just gonna say it.
I'm not gonna deny shit.
I know.
Dude, I was
the biggest
like,
hater.
Why compromise? You know,
be
who you are,
dog.
You feel me?
The biggest hater.
Yeah.
No, look. Me, I'm all for.
TBH.
Yeah, I'm just to be honest.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm all for niggas being shameless about
what
they are in terms of being, like, especially with haters, obviously with reasonable things.
Yeah, you have to be reasonable.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you're a hater and you admit it.
But just
sometimes
you're
you need it,
you're not speaking the truth.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes
you need it, though.
Yeah, man,
you can sugarcoat
everything. Be making sense sometimes. You know, he making moves. He's lying, though. Bro, that guy dropped two singles, and we should probably talk about that.
Hey, how you guys feel about the guy? Slick Talk is always making
fun of. The first
single
I like.
You talk
Jack,
nasty C for
Jack
those who don't know.
Was,
best ever had and Jack.
Best ever had I liked.
Is this the Flame producer?
No. Jack is the Flame producer.
Yeah,
but the beat that
Jack to me, Jack to me is man. Was man.
To be honest, bro, I feel like
it was like what he should be giving us already. But
yeah,
like,
best I ever
that's
had,
actually
I
how
like,
I feel.
Yeah.
I think best I ever had,
I was like, okay.
We've been said. I think I've been said or when you just used to getting so much more.
Dude, now
you get just something a little bit better.
You just now you're fucking hype.
That's exactly how I felt about the
so fucking hype.
Like it wasn't mid, so I was like. Damn, this actually.
Now you think it's like top tier.
like damn, this nigga's actually. He's actually getting better again.
Yeah, right. So you guys are basically saying his raps are Jack. What's this thingy?
Jack
Wilshere.
Jack Wilshere.
Oh. or like all that potential. You're
riding on that potential until the end,
to the top, boy.
Thanks, nah. I haven't even spun these two. I didn't even know that's like two.
For Arsenal fans, be mentioning Jack Wilshere's performance against Barca in 2011, a whole decade ago.
I'm not gonna talk about that nigga's career because it's just basically the point. For those who don't know, is when you peak young and you show great potential young, like Nasty did with Price City, and then like you just never get there. Like, it's just...
You never live up to it.
Yeah, like, for years and years, people believe that you're going to get there eventually, but you don't.
You just hover around.
You just hover around in the middle, and then you start declining. So, I'm not saying I disagree. I'm not saying I agree. I agree. But, yeah, these are the things...
Someone else who falls in that category is, like, Frank Cassino, you could say. And he also dropped a single recently with Ricky Rick.
Can I tell you what my rating for him has always been? He's hard mid. Like, he's nothing amazing. And, like, but I feel like he understands that he can't be oversaturating drops. So he selects what he drops. And I will give him for the fact that what he drops sometimes are hard. Hans I'm saying he's
actually
hard.
I actually felt like, Frank, right?
Yeah, he's hard. He I will, also, like, he know, like, has he dropped a project?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, that project is pretty dope.
Yeah, it was the thing with the EP.
It was a full-length album.
A full-length album, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra is pretty good.
Donna had All Christine's, of a Sudden Part 2.
No, that's the EP.
The EP?
Yeah, oh, Christine's interview. Yeah.
Okay. And that was you.
There was one song that I forgot the name that was really, really, really hot. Like, crazy.
This one with the whole thing, even.
Yeah.
Pablo.
And Sauce, Check My Sauce, Check My Sauce. That was pretty cool.
That was some hard mid right there. But the new drop, yeah, like it goes hard, bro. No,
but Heroes of Tomorrow is pretty cool.
Yeah, the EP.
Yeah, because Come Alive is cool.
That was nice.
Come Alive
was. That was nice.
You know what I mean? Sudden, even though it was a, we won't get into that, but it was cool.
Did you guys listen to that Blackie and Costa?
Hey man,
I didn't.
You guys didn't hear it? I fuck with it.
The music video they dropped with that shit.
Bit of song.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's fire, bro.
I didn't hear it either.
To be honest, bro, I'm not out here like, oh, Costa?
It's not even about that. I was like, oh, that's Blackie? Let's listen to it, you know? Like, it's like,
I'm out
there. It wasn't even about
Costa. Yo, bro, I won't lie. In this episode, there's a lot of hating, bro.
No, but I won't lie. The song is fire.
There's the name.
In my opinion.
There's the name of the episode.
There's a lot of hating.
There's the name of the episode.
Fuck Nasty.
Nah, man. But yeah, play that shit. Let's hear that.
But I mean, that's, like, look, man. Costich is...
Actually, I wanted to ask.
That's someone else.
Have we?
Also very polarizing.
What's the name of the song?
Didn't we have the convo with you?
Oh, yes.
I think we had the conversation with you. About Costich.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I didn't get a joint.
Phantom Steez.
I'm paying the drink.
Okay.
Hey, tino tino, tu quatile tile, tino tini tini. Hey, tino tino, tu quatile tile, tino tini tini. Whoa. I be telling homies, gin, die, damn. Keep on moving, know the legs like a hell trade. You gotta rest them, bitch. It's a Sunday. I'm got your space. Hey,
the production is so good. Cool.
Music video.
Don't lie, one thing I can give Costa. Music videos, man.
Yeah. I be telling homies, gin, die, damn. Keep a moving, know the legs like a hell trade. You gotta rest them, bitch. It's a Sunday. I'm got your space.
Afternoon in Sonic Shy, I'ma interview on my knee. They wanna know what's the juice, bitch, team. They wanna know about the tubes, the machines. I can't do for all they wanna represent me. They 50 y'all penny, I don't move a penny. I feel like a disc, kiss, they ain't pissed. She wanna my signature, all they kiss, wrist, yeah. So you got status, cause I can't manage, mentally bad, pinnacle daddy, I can't help it. careful, but you step on any type of giant. I be feeling like it's easy. Eat my nigga, yeah, ain't mean, what's it? Yeah, my nigga, got you take, come and see. Ay, manja utin utin, tu kwa tile tile, tu kwa tini tini. Ay, manja utin utin, tu kwa tile tile, tu kwa tini tini.
That shit sounded hard.
The production
is hard. Fucking crazy, bro.
Now, so well, cool. I say, even like I was hearing people speak about Blackie.
Blackie's verse was
hard. Fuck that shit.
Blackie's
verse was hard. Hard. Yeah, for me, even Costa went hard.
Jordan says the music video is dope.
He wrote it nice. Like
I won't lie.
The beat. Okay, for me, the production. I'm gonna say production. The production carries the song.
I don't know about Karen.
It's the main. It's the skeleton. It is. The compliment is the second verse for me. That's when the nigga compliments the verse.
I don't think the hook. Production.
No, the hook. The hook is okay. Pretty mid for me.
Where is it?
So the producers. It's co-produced by 031 Chopper.
Yeah.
It's
Chopper.
Nalco.
Chopper's amongst the guys. No.
And Costa Tichy is also producing. So all three of them.
Hey, Costa.
Yeah, right.
Chopper
was fucking
crazy. I won't lie. One thing I can give Costa Titch.
Yeah, Chopper works with one of my boys.
What?
Chopper works with one of my boys. He's worked with one of my boys, DO2, who's also worked with a couple of these dudes. You know Inside Coins?
Yeah.
My boy.
That's your homie?
Yeah, DO2.
Oh.
From Port Elizabeth.
Wait, he's telling me Inside Coins your homie?
Huh?
He's like your homie?
No. He works with him.
Oh.
No, the guy who produced the song.
Oh.
Is my homie. He's produced a couple of songs. Yeah.
So,
I mean, there's an ad, the Sundance ad, I don't know if you guys heard, but with the song, I think by Timby Powers.
Yeah.
He produced that song. Yeah, DO2.
Did you say Sundowns?
Sundowns.
Now they making big checks.
Yeah, nigga stays right up the road from my crib, back at mine's, back in the EC. Good. Yeah, that's where we're from, EC.
Yes, sir.
The
change. Where you from?
I'm from Victoria, bro.
Cool.
Oh, 1-2.
It is the change.
Oh, 1-2.
Buffet Bang. Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, it's the only place to be, man. You know what it is.
I mean, I grew up here, so I'm basically from.
Yeah, nah, that's how it be. Most
people. Man, just rip Pretoria and leave it.
Nah, everybody.
I rip both Pretoria and EC, bro.
You gotta rip the hometown. You gotta rip the hometown.
Bro, that's the fam. The fam's all there, bro. So bro, I can't be. It's not like just some place I was just born in. Like, yeah, all right, cool, I'm done with you. My family's there stuff, you know? So,
yeah, respect.
So we gotta rip it, you know? Gotta rip EC. Because EC is doing well, bro. Coming to sports, going crazy.
Rapper.
Huh?
Give us a rapper.
There's some music. There's some music there too. Coming out.
Who? What?
I know thingy.
What?
Nah. Remember, Nkosi
was wrote an
article. Rapper Snowy Boomy.
From EC.
Yeah, Snowy Boomy. DO2, the guy I just talked about.
Yeah.
There's a
EC
couple.
Got nice rappers.
Nah, EC and Western Cape.
Yeah, what
y'all
think about that Doja Cat?
Speaking of rappers who are from SA, dog, Doja Cat.
From EC, I'm sure.
Yeah. But to be honest,
are you trying to say what deadbeats?
Yes. I mean, if the shoe fits Cinderella, you fetched it, but
no,
I don't know. I've been spanning it. How is it, guys?
I heard it yesterday.
Things I've heard, I hear Nicki influence.
You don't like you don't like Doja,
bro. Like the beats was so hard, but she keeps just saying some stupid shit.
Like what?
I can't remember the lyrics. Let me think of one.
If you can remember it, it's
even the songs that I know and I've heard, I was also forced.
Like every single song, I like, did she really just say that?
Exactly. No, that's what I was saying.
Oh, like, she's like, we go up and down like a yo-yo, shit like that. She'd be saying she's like,
oh, so
and
juvenile.
She made it like a hook. Even worse. Like,
No, but I'm saying, like, I also had to force. I've forcefully listened to some Doja Cat.
Jolo.
Yes, that's me. But
I know the ladies love Doja Cat.
Yeah, the ladies.
Yeah, I was about
love
to say it's probably like 20,000 women going up and down like a yo-yo right now in the mirror.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
But even Dre was like, no love for Doja Cat when I didn't bring up Doja Cat as people I was excited to listen to. But the truth is, I just have never listened to a shit. Not that
I have.
I listened to Doja Cat in 2015.
Yeah. I listened to High.
You get me so high.
I didn't even know she was around in 2015.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was
chill.
Oh, apparently she dropped like the anthem.
Yeah, how old was he then?
Niggas ain't shit. Apparently it's the one, bro.
Yeah. Niggas, like, I get why they like it, though.
It's just the fucking
relatability. That's what I was saying earlier.
Niggas ain't shit. Listen to your friends.
You sound kind of mad.
Bro. No, but like I get what you were saying, like, and I think I fully agree. Having a good time yesterday. See, when they made him, when they forced him to listen to that shit, dog, that nigga listened with hate in his heart.
To this thing in space right now, disdain.
What Future said, even if I hit it once, it's part of my collection. You're bumping to that shit. That's so, for a lot of people, niggas ain't shit.
I mean, even they say that shit.
It is true, though.
And it's true. It's facts.
Sorry, my nigga Michi said, fuck the once, fuck the twice, fuck the three times, four times, or never. If you fuck it four times, at least, do you really say you fuck though?
Oh, that's crazy.
Nah, fam. That's not
so y'all just take one nut bust as fucking?
Yeah.
What?
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 Still
beat
though.
Damn, I guess.
He half beat.
Nah, we're just getting a king. Y'all niggas having some vanilla shit. And that's okay. Vanilla,
no, not if vanilla shit is talking about counting, then sure. No, okay, fine.
True.
I got vanilla maths. 1 + 1 woman plus another woman. Not 3 × 4. Nah.
I hear that.
So yeah, man, like, anyway, I don't even know how we got here, but basically,
Doja,
I agree with Dedeho on the whole, like, the production is good.
The production is very good.
Very good, but cool.
And I even found
just
out
the
that.
Writing is just like,
to be honest, I feel like Doja Cat
could reach those
Nicki levels.
First week is
and I,
yeah, that's why I say she could reach those Nicki levels, because she's loved by the streets, bro.
Well, I don't know about like Nicki levels.
Bro, Nicki says shit, bro.
Close. Yeah, Nicki be saying.
Nicki say shit.
Nicki
lived through shit. She's talked about, like, sexual harassment. She's talked about selling drugs, like stripping, all that shit. Like, she's dance.
Nah, I don't mean in terms of
like this hand just talking about yo-yos.
That line really got to him. That line actually got to him. I'm surprised.
Niggas ain't shit. No, but the thing is, I won't lie, she's smart because she knows women eat that shit up. Niggas ain't shit. Nah, they will eat it up. Just anything that talks shit about niggas that sounds at least kind of good.
Look at that.
I'm gonna give her a listen.
Basically, though, try to do a looking ass niggas vibe.
Yeah, so I mean, that should. I mean, sure.
But that's hard.
Yeah, that's hard, dog. Too hard.
For me, and then another person who's been doing it, Flo Milli, Roaring 20s. Y'all spend that?
No, but I like.
I like the song about. I like Cash. Please play that if you. That's actually
Roaring 20s. Roaring 20s. Nah, Flo Milli goes hard.
You know, like, how sus this nigga sounded? It's like, he just listed one song.
I like Cash in my head to my ass.
Yeah, that's because it's the most popular.
I like Dia, though.
And it's fun.
Nah, that whole album goes hard.
I like
that whole.
I like
whole.
Flo Milli's tape.
I was supposed to listen. There's so many things I said I was going to listen to that I still need to. Shit, that it dropped, bruh. That's why there's a lot to listen to. Like, the new mic, the new evidence, Iris, Coyote.
That crime apple for me is one of the ones at the top.
I haven't listened to Evidence, even though I really want to.
Evidence, to be honest, I found it underwhelming.
I couldn't get, like, I won't lie to you, I didn't finish it.
Nah, like, he delivered good bars as always. The features were pretty good, but the production was a bit of a letdown. And it wasn't as good as the single run he had up to the album. Also wasn't as good as his previous album.
All I'm hearing is niggas had, like, set the expectations high.
Yeah, niggas had expectations.
You said the same thing for Jordan as well.
But with Evidence, his last project was really good. It was, like, one of my favorite ones from that year.
Yeah. Mike was good. Mike was good.
Mike was nice. That was actually nice.
Mike, I won't lie. First listen, there's some songs you have to adjust to the production.
As usual,
it's Mike. But, like, I pride myself in not reading up lyrics. Like, I want to hear the song.
Why?
I don't know.
I never. If I'm searching lyrics, bro? If I'm going to search lyrics, it's to verify what I'm
hearing. Yeah, I also don't.
Mike is one guy I sit down and read with as I listen.
Yeah, because it sounds really good.
No, the things that he says.
Yeah, the things that he says.
Like, how do you even talk like that? How do you word like, your shit when like
you,
that?
Once, yeah, once you sit down and you listen, and when you, what's this thing? What's this word? Decipher. He's decipher.
Yes, my love. Analyze.
Decipher.
Yes.
Don't go.
He's singer.
Yeah, man. Like once you decipher his stuff, and it's like you hear just like how good or how well written, and you listen and you realize
his pen is crazy.
How crazy this guy's pen is. Like
the second track, Alarmed with Sideshow. Yo.
That was good. Big Love was good. Spiral was good. Like
Spiral.
Oh, yeah. Zaza was good. Baby Villain was also good.
Niggas that don't miss.
Mike has not missed
once. Niggas that don't miss at all.
He's a really good writer. So shout out to that dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of good writers.
It's not on Tidal.
In the underground scene.
It's not on Tidal.
What?
Disco.
Bro.
Yeah, it's only on Apple. Well, I only found it on Apple Music.
That's
crazy. I had to go to Apple Music to find it. Probably a deal.
Currency.
Oh, with the whole label drop. I haven't checked it out.
No, I haven't
checked
it out. Yo, to be honest, bro, Currency drops too much for me to keep up with him.
Facts. Can I get the OCP?
I get that. Even Larry June drops a lot, but at least I can kind of keep up with Larry June.
Yeah.
His new project is also dope.
The last Currency project I heard was the one he dropped at the week, top of this year in February. Mm-hmm. I think he's dropped like two more after that.
Mm-hmm. Two?
Yeah.
Bro, niggas be dropping every 2 weeks.
Currency be dropping a month, one time a month.
Nah, but that's how you know he's making sure he eats.
Yeah, he's sure.
Just keep
he's
dropping.
Sure.
You're making sure you're gonna eat.
As much, bro. Yo, like, let niggas digest whatever you...
What you just dropped, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, it can't be that easy to comprehend.
Think of that nigga's the nigga type of nigga to, like, make four songs a day, drop them tomorrow.
Yeah. But he is good. I mean, like, don't get me wrong.
That's the thing, yeah.
It's just that, like,
you don't have to drop like this, dog.
Yeah, bro, just let it give him some break.
There's too many artists in the world, bro, for one person to just
oversaturate like that.
Consistently like that. Unless you got a proper. Because
you make other things less memorable.
How about you? Did you hear my piano?
Hey, yeah,
that's a fast moving like yeah, that shit's moving fast,
bro. You can hear a song this week in piano and next week it's old,
bro.
Nah, but that's cap.
No,
that's cap actually.
Nah, the best ones are long.
By the time the song drops, it's been in the streets for like 3 months.
Yeah,
that's what I'm.
Shit hits the streets a lot,
right? Like right now, we're already singing word to word to Wamuhle and Emlanjeni. These songs haven't dropped.
Yeah.
They haven't dropped at all.
And Inland Journey is an incredible song. It's probably gonna take the.
It's gonna go number one same time.
So, and it's been around. Like everyone knows. Yes,
everyone knows that song.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
So except for Ditejo, of course.
Yeah.
He is so lost right now.
So clueless. Yeah. I'm so clueless, bro.
Yo, it's crazy.
The biggest hater.
You know what it is. Nah, but that's another thing I wonder. Like, why don't like niggas in hip hop do that?
What?
But then the DJ scene would have to be amazing.
The DJ scene and
your songs before
for
you
hip-hop
drop
niggas needs to be better.
For Rollout, who does that?
Do that?
Who does that?
They do that.
Who?
Everybody.
I'm saying, I
can tell you,
niggas have
not stable do but, that, but everybody who has. What's the name? DJ.
But I mean, like, to the point where the whole country is.
You know DJ WWE?
Man?
DJ WWE.
Yeah.
He has a DJ pack which gives our DJs the tools to get songs and obviously strip down things of it. So, like, you can just get the ad libs, whatever. You have to send the DJ pack to him.
Yeah.
And he puts it on his platform. You pay a monthly fee, you get access to everything. For example, in Drubby Drub, that shit.
Yeah.
He was playing it in the club 3-4 days before it came out.
No, but
Lesedi, it wasn't sent to him.
Lesedi is connected with Black Eagle.
I know, but it wasn't sent to him.
Okay, got it off
to
the
Pro Tools from the North. North Pro Tools, something like that.
Mm-hmm. The
that
platform.
App,
the
that
platform
allows you to do that. And people do it. Trust me.
Yeah, but even on a personal level, like I was at the event with for people with this guy, Toby. And there was a song by a DJ that wasn't Doshi, that played a Doshi song. So,
I guess.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It happens.
So it's just association.
Right. Association or that Pro Tools, whatever thing.
Yeah,
Association
facts, yeah. And Pro Tools, bro.
But it happens. That's the point.
But you know,
I guess. But you know, hip hop in this country is not popping like that. But I'm not hating on what's this thing on. I'm actually glad Amapiano is going up the way it is. It's getting international recognition, which is great.
It's been dope. Niggas been sleeping on it before it started coming up.
Yeah, yeah. But now international, like I've seen a couple tweets about D's so upset. Yeah, but anyway, man, I've seen a couple of tweets about how, like, by Americans saying they're gonna bump Afrobeat and Amapiano. I know it's hurting the biggest hater right now. Like, why them and not whoever else? But it's okay.
This is someone, dude.
Huh?
I'm saying at least it's someone. Like, someone's getting
that. Yeah, at least it's South Africa.
Shout out, Foka.
Funny enough, in South African music is extremely popular around the globe.
Yeah.
For different genres. Piano is popular in a lot of countries.
You know.
But even niggas like Muzi who are popping in other countries.
And Joey Fats got a tape coming through.
Yeah, I like South African industry right now. It's definitely.
Right. Shout out Platoon.
Anything else y'all want to speak
shout
about?
Shout out Platoon.
Before I wrap this up.
Hyatus Coyote album was dope.
Tyler
dropped his best album.
It's not his best album. But it's,
I think it's his best album. Check out the article, by the way.
Nah.
Yeah, check out the article.
Soon.
It's gonna be out. It's gonna be out.
Yeah, true.
But check out the album retrospectively or whatever.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nothing.
We're not haters.
Yeah, we're not haters.
I guess this one sounds.
I can speak the truth.
This episode sounds way more. It's a rap nerds conversation.
This is really a rap nerds conversation.
It really was.
That's gonna be the title of the episode.
Rap nerds conversation.
Oh yeah, but I also have a question. Like, what you got on today? What you got on today?
Man, let's let him know.
Mont Blanc, man.
Mont Blanc,
I still got on the Mont Blanc, but a different one.
I wasn't on Mont Blanc. I was on YSL.
Yeah.
It's okay. I was on Signature. Today we on the Explorer.
It's cool. It's cool. Last time I was on Givenchy. Today. Nothing serious.
That's three on the smell.
It's none. Anyone else want to share?
I got the rap religion hoodie on.
Playboy.
Playboy. Ex-boys.
Ex-chocolate.
Send me that check. I'll mention your name.
Nah, trust. We're going to cut that check. Next time we'll ask this again. It's all going to be on the table.
Bro, if you hear us coming up, be like, yo, we all rocking X, you know? Just know what's going on.
It's the endorsement.
It's the endorsement. We give you shakes.
On, you know,
we out. Peace. Thanks for listening, guys. Peep out next shit. We got some other shit coming soon. Really consistent with it. Peep the website. Check out our merch. You know, every 2 weeks we out here. Stay safe. We're on it.
What's next? Give me something else.
Wow.
I can do anything.
Ay, papa.
Qué peligro.
Look. This the sauce they been trying to sop up. I steal the show at the potluck. What you touch is not much. We got bucks out in Scott's Bluff. Hopped up clean. You never seen my nails looking funny. I played a mezzanine with a Filipina tail like a bunny. Money falling through the sunroof. If you a goof, I'm annoying you. It's clairvoyance. You get boisterous, then my homie embroider you. Oil changes cost 100 something. You know I'm a flooded. I be in Tampa at the Publix with the fan or with mud in it. Rock the oven mitts. He cooking. Come and get you a dozen. Your bitch disgusting. Rock away strain to look like a muffin. I'm blooded, cuddling a dime, bumping 21 Savage. Been pulling bad bitches since I was pulling honey buns out the plastic. In the past tense, now I only ride the whip with the glass tents of the Jurassic Park truck. Leave your bitches starstruck. What? Aw, shucks. We been getting to this butter, baby. More cheddar, more bread, more money, baby. Might go and have a kid to have another baby. Spend your life with me, you gon' love it, baby. My deck, I like the army, not a fucking navy. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
When I'm spraying on me, got me smelling crazy. You try and play me like the game gon' save, and that isn't wavy. I was blazing under shade, up faded to start the day. Yeah, I had a struggle, baby, so I could understand his hustle. Run this shit up and double it. Disable my governor, got it because I wanted it, it's plain. No, I can't trust him lately. Speeding in my lane, keep your eyes on your plate. I had to separate from snakes that fuck up the feng shui out the way. It's like butter, baby. Give a fuck if you love or hate me. Fill the duffel with paper like we training and lifting weights. Getting blunted and faded out of state. It's not all sun and daisies. Shit get ugly and dangerous. Stay patient and made a painting right in front of your face. Is getting paid for what I'm saying, feeling great. You gotta love it, baby. From your skin to your lace, it could all get replaced. Cause my time isn't to waste, and I'm not here to debate. It's clear to see.